The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com. We are the internet's only 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week internet radio station with news that you can use. And in this segment, we are bringing you a brand new company. And when I mean brand new, this is a new company on World Money Talk Station. The website you want to go to is RevivaPharma.com, RevivaPharma.com. They're on the NASDAQ at RVPH. That's Romeo Victor Papa Hotel. Reviva Pharmaceuticals, a little bit about them. They're a clinical stage pharmaceutical company developing therapies that seek to address unmet medical needs in the areas of the central nervous system, cardiovascular, metabolic, and inflammatory diseases. Now, their pipeline currently has two drug candidates. The first one is brilaroxazine and RP-1208. Both are new chemicals entities discovered in-house using their commercial genomics-driven technology. On the line with us right now is the founder, the president, and the chief executive officer, Dr. Bhatt, who founded Reviva Pharmaceuticals in 2006 since its inception. Dr. Bhatt, welcome into the program. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
I appreciate it. And before we get into our Q&A with our listeners today, tell us a little bit about Reviva, if you would, how you got involved with the company and how it all developed into where it is today.
Yeah, as you give a brief outline here, Reviva is a late-stage pharmaceutical company. We are a California-based company. We develop next-generation therapies for diseases of neurodysfunction. So currently, we have two molecules in development, and the lead molecule, brilaroxazine, currently in the phase 3 development. We have completed two randomized trials for the efficacy and one long-term safety study. Together, we treated now close to 900 patients. So with the available data, we are very pleased with the outcome, efficacy, safety, and then overall, we feel very good about the prospects of this drug. When it gets approved, we believe it will benefit millions of patients. Now, having said that, so now the drug discovered in-house, we use chemical genomics-driven approach, or you can call it technology. See, when I say chemical genomics driven, especially in the neuropsych space, most drug got approved, even in the recently approved drug, they all developed as a chemical entity prior to genome sequence made public, that is prior to 2000. To my knowledge, we are the only company in the clinical stage company develop a drug post-genomic era that is fine-tuned to with the latest available technologies and the knowledge. So that led us to address some of the unmet needs in the treatment of schizophrenia. We believe in our molecule, the design, we were able to address appropriately to particularly address the unmet need with the currently available treatment. And when I say currently unmet needs, so even though there are multiple treatment options available for schizophrenia, those who viewers who are not familiar with this space, just would like to take a moment to explain. Mm-hmm. Schizophrenia disease is to great extent different than some of the other lifestyle disease or cancer. Schizophrenia is not a single disease. That's the fundamental difference compared to other diseases. Schizophrenia is a mix of symptom domains. The major symptom domains are positive symptom is primarily audio and visual hallucination. These patients have, this is often we call them, they end up in hospital, acute schizophrenia patients. Now, the second chronic or major symptom domain or chronic condition is negative symptom. Negative symptom, the name itself defined, is a, you know, the patients often, they don't get pleasure in any regular activities. And they try to move away from the society in general. They try to be alone. So, and then they don't have a, you know, motivational aspect in the routine or work they do, or the what movie or, you know, anything what normal people do for pleasure, they don't derive anything in that. That's the biggest challenge.
All right, so let me ask you a question here, because schizophrenia has been around for more than a century. And is one of those diseases that has proven difficult to really treat. Now, your company thinks that it can change that by targeting serotonin dopamine receptors. Tell us about the science behind that and how it translates into drug development.
Schizophrenia is primarily caused by imbalance of neurochemicals in the brain. The two key neurochemicals are serotonin and then dopamine. These are the two neurochemicals dysfunctional in the brain, primarily implicated in causing schizophrenia. So in dysfunctional, this serotonin dopamine neurochemicals also cause dysfunctional other neurochemicals such as glutamate, GABA, and nicotine, but we call them as downstream targets. Our drug targets the upstream target, serotonin, dysfunctional serotonin, and dopamine. And it also balances downstream targets, especially thus markers that is responsible for mediating inflammation. These schizophrenia patients have high degree of inflammation as well. So by targeting upstream target, and then our drug also, besides say, modulating a key neurochemical signaling cascades, so it addresses neuroinflammation as well. Our drug has potent activity for the receptor called serotonin 5-HT2B. It is implicated in the mediator. It is implicated as mediate upstream target for mediating neuroinflammation. And then other part of it, our drug has a very minimal or no activity for off targets that are known to cause various side effects. So combination of this very well translated in good efficacy and then safety profile.
So the lead drug candidate, brilaroxazine, appears to be a pipeline in a product. Tell us about the rationale for different indications that you intend to pursue and their development status.
So pipeline in a product means drug can be developed based on the pharmacology profile as well as data generated to date, clinical data generated to date. We can develop this drug for beyond schizophrenia to other closely related indications such as bipolar disorder, large market, and then major depressive disorder. We are not the first company to pursue this approach. There are a handful of drugs developed in this manner. So the reason for why we are able to develop an antipsychotic drug beyond schizophrenia and bipolar major depressive disorder, they are very closely related. Often schizophrenia patients have overlapping symptoms of bipolar and major depressive disorder. And then pharmacology-wise, it is primarily derived from dysfunctional serotonin-dopamine signaling cascades. So Having said that, if you look at a spectrum where schizophrenia is far left and then major depressive disorder far right, and bipolar patients, as the name indicates, bipolar, they fall in somewhere in the middle of the spectrum. So schizophrenia patients have when they're acute stage, they have high degree of dopamine and neurochemical imbalance. Possibly the major depressive disorder patients have high degree of serotonin imbalance, bipolar patients somewhere in between. That does not mean that depression, major depressive disorder patients, they do not have dopamine dysfunction. And then the vice versa, schizophrenia patients also have significant serotonin dysfunction. The key in developing therapies for these indications have good safety profile, broader efficacy for key receptors, the dopamine serotonin receptors involved. So often, if you look at the current prescription pattern, schizophrenia drugs got approved for as antipsychotics for schizophrenia. For acute schizophrenia, patients are treated with slightly higher dose, and then bipolar and major depressive disorder patients are treated with slightly lower dose. We fall in that category based on the pharmacology profile and broad spectrum clinical efficacy data generated to date. That's what we call it, a pipeline in a drug.
The name of the company is Reviva Pharmaceuticals. The website you want to go to is revivapharma.com on the NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is RVPH, Romeo Victor Papa Hotel. That's RVPH. There is a plethora of information on their website. It's revivapharma.com. And let me spell that out for you. It's R-E-V-I-V-A. P as in Paul, HARMA.com. Dr. Bhatt, let me ask you something. What are some catalysts of brilaroxazine for the remainder of this year and beyond? And when do you think that it could receive the FDA approval?
So we have, as we mentioned in the last earnings release in June, we have completed two randomized trial long-term safety. These are the key requirement for filing an NDA. We believe we met the criteria, but still, rather than going and submitting NDA straightforward, we would like to get FDA feedback on what we have done. And then if FDA agrees to accept our NDA for review, we would go ahead and then submit sometime in early Q2 in 2026. So we are preparing for pre-NDA discussion with the FDA. We expect to have FDA meeting sometime in December. So often, following a meeting within a week or less than 2 weeks, we get a FDA feedback. We would, based on that feedback, we will take next course or path forward to. So based on the data generated to date, we feel very optimistic that positive outcome with the FDA meeting. This is a major, inflection point, we believe. So regulatory, and then with the multiple ways, this is a very a clear path forward to whether it is a approval for schizophrenia based on the data generated to date. That if that outcome is there, that is the most desired outcome. In that case, we believe with the standard review process, drug expected to approve to market sometime in early 2027. If FDA, gives us feedback that we need to do some additional studies, then we will take appropriate action, and then we will wrap up as quickly as possible. So regardless, we'll, after December, we will have clear path forward to for NDA for schizophrenia for this drug.
Dr. Bhatt, let me ask you something. In June, you recently launched a $10 million public stock offering. How much was the company able to raise, and what are the proceeds being used for?
So, you know, this is the first of all, for many companies, this is a very difficult time to raise capital, especially first half of this year. It was very difficult to raise capital. And then we, even though we provided the top line data and then in life clinical trial, we completed, but still we need to wrap up the clinical trial, the leftover portion, and then preparing for a pre-NDA meeting. So we raised $10 million. So that based on our burn rate, we believe that would take us to December. But recently, last week, we raised another $9 million to strengthen our balance sheet. Having additional cash in hand, it would help us to, we don't want to have a financing overhang at the time of value inflection point, what we believe FDA meeting outcome, what we anticipate in December. Strengthening our balance sheet will take us to Q1 next year. And then based on the regulatory outcome, it will help us to either to raise capital after the phase Q1 next year. We do have some outstanding warrants, close to 30 million. We believe with the positive outcome, if the regulatory interaction with FDA is positive, we hope market cap will respond accordingly. We will realize some of the warrants outstanding. They would be in money. And then if that comes, the exercise, then we will have enough cash to take this one to next step, either to commercialization activities, or if there is a need to do some other additional studies, we would like to use that cash. So that's what we strengthen our balance sheet with, the additional raise of $9 million.
Schizophrenia is a big market for your company, but it's not the only one. What other areas of brain disorders can brilaroxazine potentially treat, and what is the market opportunity for your company?
Yeah. So schizophrenia, in our corporate presentation, we kind of detailed market outlook we presented. Schizophrenia alone, it is currently around $10 billion market. In the next 2 years, it is anticipated around $12 billion market. But a safer, broader activity antipsychotics are also developed or used off-label as well for beyond schizophrenia, like bipolar, major depressive disorder, and then even to ADHD and autism spectrum. And then also in treating psychosis and behavioral symptoms in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. That's why, in a broader sense, antipsychotics market is close to $40+ billion. If a drug is safe enough and then broad efficacy, approved for multiple indications, even if it captures a 2 to 5% of the market share, it could be over a $1 billion market share. So this is the kind of market you can expect for a efficacious and safer drug. We believe our drug, brilaroxazine, fall in this category based on the data generated to date. We intend to develop this drug beyond schizophrenia to bipolar, major depressive disorder, and then also negative symptom. We have seen really good data for negative symptoms. A negative symptom is a part of schizophrenia. Currently, there is no new treatment specifically approved for negative symptom. We believe our data is really very robust for negative symptom. we intend to develop this drug for negative symptom as well. And then most important, when we go for elderly patients like Alzheimer's and Parkinson, they are over 70 in general. Naturally you expect to have these patients to multiple medications, that a safer drug is more preferred, especially cardiac safety is very important. Our drug has really a good cardiac safety profile in treating over 900 patients. We believe there is a good opportunity for us to mm-hmm. take this drug to Alzheimer's patients where psychosis is part of the disease component in this patient population. Currently, these patients are often treated with approved antipsychotics. They are not approved for treating these patients, but these patients really do not have any other treatment options. So with a good cardiac safety profile, good efficacy for psychosis, our drug, we believe it can be extended for treatment in this patient population as well.
We've eliminated the commercial break because this company is, the things that you're telling us are so fascinating. I wanted to be able to get as much information out there as possible in the 25 minutes that we have. The company is Reviva Pharmaceuticals. The website, revivapharma.com. The ticker symbol on the NASDAQ is RVPH. We have about 3.5 minutes left. I wanted to ask you, how is brilaroxazine differentiated from recently approved Cobenfy or other muscarinic agents in development or psychedelics?
Yeah, so, you know, schizophrenia, again, at the beginning I mentioned there are multiple ways one can approach to develop drug for the same target. One we call direct approach, other one is indirect approach, for a very simple term, without going into the complex science. Our pathway is to directly modulate the core or primary targets, serotonin, dopamine receptors. Muscarinic receptors, they are downstream target, but the end goal is to indirectly modulate serotonin and dopamine. But to my knowledge, muscarinics indirectly modulate dopamine, but they are not optimal to modulate serotonin. So unless the drug modulate both serotonin and dopamine dysfunction in the brain, treatment can become incomplete. So that might have reflected in the clinical data. If you look at muscarinic targets, even Cobenfy, to my knowledge, it has mixed results for negative symptoms. And our drug has, that's the most difficult to treat. Our drug has really has shown good efficacy for all major symptom domains. So at the end of the day, for patients, what delivers with respect to the treatment, more effective, safer treatment, that matters. I think our drug delivers that safer and effective treatment for schizophrenia that reflected in the clinical data compared to Cobenfy.
Folks, I can't say enough about this company. I really can't. In the final minute that we have, why should people invest in your company?
Well, this is a huge opportunity, unmet need. And then this is a growing field. Schizophrenia expected to grow around 12% at a huge unmet need. And the ARDRA data is really robust, very strong. So if FDA approves this drug, this would have a huge commercial opportunity. That's what
Very good. Our very special guest has been Dr. Bhatt. He is the founder, president, and CEO of this very nice company, Reviva Pharmaceuticals. Doctor, thank you so much for joining me, and we will speak to you next time.
Thank you.
Have a great day, folks. More information coming up next right here on World Money Talk Station. Don't go anywhere, please.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.